Here's a story about politics and strange bedfellows. Senator Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania is facing a Democratic primary challenge. And last night in Allentown, Pennsylvania, that challenger shared a stage with the state's leading Republican who's in the race. The two men held a joint town hall meeting on health care. Scott Detrow of member station WITF in Harrisburg has our report.
Pat Toomey and Joe Sestak have very little in common except for two core beliefs. They both think Republican-turned-Democrat Arlen Specter is doing a bad job in the Senate, and they'd both like to take his place. The two men held a joint town hall last night that had the feel of an election year debate, complete with instant fact-check email blasts from the candidates' war rooms, campaign signs taped to the walls, and cheering supporters lining the road outside. The Republican and Democrat fielded an hour and a half's worth of questions from emotional but respectful audience members who asked about tort reform, health care rationing, and the prospect of federal funding for abortion, among other topics. Toomey is a strong fiscal conservative who recently served as president of the Anti-Tax Club for Growth. He's tall, rigid, and likes to pepper his answers with statistics and study results. Toomey nearly toppled Specter in a hard-fought 2004 primary and decided to make another run after the five-term incumbent supported the federal stimulus package. Toomey frames President Obama's health care initiative as the latest in a long train of liberal abuses.
And now along comes this huge government intrusion in health care, and a lot of Americans said, wait a minute, this is starting to look like almost a little bit like a different country.
Toomey's especially wary of the public option, which he says would drive private insurers out of business and lead to a single-payer system. Joe Sestak, who holds liberal views on health care, is worried about reports President Obama may be backing away from the idea. He says the public option would create immediate competition for insurance giants, and he'd have a difficult time supporting a bill without it.
Without the public health care plan option, there isn't that heavy ability to affect better, fairer competition. And what I described here today, across America, 90% of all the markets are in non-competitive, for pricing purposes, markets.
Sestak is a former Navy admiral. That's a fact he brings up often. Answering questions at the town hall, his voice had a trace of that Ronald Reagan wisp mixed with Bill Clinton's patented thumb point and pain-feeling empathetic look. The suburban Philadelphia congressman is making a dogged attempt at unseating Specter in the primary, despite near-universal support for the incumbent from the Democratic establishment. Specter makes it a point of pride to visit all 67 Pennsylvania counties each year, so Sestak did the same in a matter of weeks. The effort is showing some signs of progress, even though Specter has been in the Senate since 1981 and can tout the endorsement of President Obama and Governor Ed Rendell. Nearly half of Democrats are unconvinced. 46% of respondents are undecided in a poll released today. Toomey's campaign has been pleased with recent numbers, too. The same poll has Toomey down 8 points to Specter, but another survey had the race dead even. Neither candidate referenced their shared rival during the town hall meeting, but Toomey was quick to needle Specter afterward.
You know, we came here to have a substantive discussion about policy, and we did. It's hard to have that with Arlen Specter because he kind of systematically tries to be on both sides of every issue, so it's much harder to get into the substance of a tough, important issue like healthcare.
In contrast, Toomey had high praise for Sestak. The two even headed to an Allentown bar after the event for their own little beer summit. The shared stages and cordial atmosphere may quickly go away, though, if they find themselves facing each other next fall. For NPR News, I'm Scott Detrow.